figure out how to take his equipment with us. I shook my head and walked away. Santaraxita and Baladitya called out to me. They had accepted their situation and were applying themselves with a will. The master librarian seemed particularly excited about facing a real academic challenge for the first time in years. He said,
"Dorabi, in all the excitement I forgot to mention that I did get an answer to your question about a written Yuang Bo language. There was one. And not only was there one, this oldest book is written in an antique dialect of that language. The others were recorded in an early Taglian dialect, although the original of the third volume does so employing the foreign alphabet instead of native characters."
Which argues that the invader alphabet had well-defined phonetic values that at the time must have been more precise than those of the native script. Right? Santaraxita gawked. After a moment, he said,
"Durabi, you never cease to amaze me. Absolutely correct."
"So have you discovered anything interesting?"
"The Black Company came off the plane, which was called Glittering Stone even then, and mostly minced around from one small principality to the next, squabbling internally over whether or not they were going to sacrifice themselves to bring on the Year of the Skulls. There was plenty of enthusiasm among the priests attached to the company, but not much among the soldiers. Many of those apparently volunteered as a way to escape something called the Land of Unknown Shadows, not because they wanted to bring on the end of the world."
"The Land of Unknown Shadows, eh? Anything else?"
"I've developed some very good information on the price of horseshoe nails 4 centuries ago, and on the scarcity of several medicinal plants that are now found in every herb garden."
"Earth-shaking stuff. Stay with it, Sri." I meant to tell him he had to evacuate with the rest of us, but decided not to upset him right away. He was having a good time. No point making him face a choice between abduction and being put to death just yet. Uncle Doge materialized.
"Dotrang wants to see you."
I followed him to the tiny room the old man had built for himself in a remote corner of the warehouse. On the way, Doge warned me that Dotrang was unable to speak.
"He's already seen Sara and Tobo. I think he was fond of you, too."
"We're going to get married in the next life, if the Goonie are right."
"I am ready to travel."
I stopped. "What?"
"I'm going with you to the Grove of Doom."
"You'd better not have some crazy idea about snatching the key."
"I agreed to help. I'll help. I want to be there to make sure the deceiver keeps his word. The deceiver, Miss Sleepy. Deceiver. Also, I agreed to turn over that volume of the Books of the Dead. Its hiding place is on the way."
"Very well. The presence of Ashwand will be a comfort to me and a vexation to my enemies." Doge chuckled.
"It will indeed."
"We won't be coming back here."
"I know. When we leave, I'll be carrying everything I wish to retain. You won't need to pretend with Dotrang. He knows his path.